Hello, thank you for calling into customer service. My name is Dee. Who am I speaking with tonight?
This is Raymond Schumann.
Raymond, can you provide me with your zip code so I can pull up your information?
97420.
Bear with me just a moment, please.
Yep.
And Mr. Schumann, verify for me your full mailing address, if you would, please.
346 South 10th Street, Coos Bay, Oregon, 97420.
Great. Thank you so much for that information. Let's see. All right. Looks as if your initial purchase was made for the $497 and $397 for the mail enhancement. How can I help you tonight?
I wanted to cancel these. I didn't know I was being charged $98.98 a month for everything.
Okay. Have you been using the product?
No, I have not used it yet.
Okay. So is it possible that we can suspend or place your account on hold to give you enough time to try the product to see if you actually like it before you cancel?
I can't afford this. I'm not working right now.
Okay.
So honestly, I can't afford it.
Okay. All right. This is a lengthy process, so bear with me. I'm going to place you on a brief hold while I get this cancel for you, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. All right, Raymond, thank you so much for your patience. I was able to place an order to get that your subscription canceled for you, so you won't receive any future charges, nor are you receiving any future products.
Okay, and that cancels the subscription, I guess it said, to your guys' website, too? I read something in there.
Not access.
I thought I did.
Yeah. I'm sure you can still access the website, and if you decide to restart your subscription, I'm sure you can do that as well.
Do I need a confirmation number or anything like that?
The cancellation number was sent to the email address that we have on file. And also it will be documented that your account is canceled.
Okay. Thank you very much. I appreciate your
help. You're more than welcome. You have a great rest of your evening.
All right. You too.